So welcome to Samskrita Bhasha Vargah. Today's day 8. Today will most likely be a review of all the previous classes so that group 6 will be able to catch up. So can everyone please stay on mute, please? Then you'll have. So we'll first begin with the prarthana. Does anyone want to lead the prarthana?
Sri Vidya.
Okay. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सुभाषितम् अस्तु प्लीज गो अहेड्
शरदि न वर्षति गर्जति वर्षति वर्षाशु निस्वनो मेघः नीचो वदति न कुरुते वदति न साधु करोत्येव
वेरी गुड जॉब सो द मीनिंग इज दैट सो ड्यूरिंग ऑटम सीजन इज शरदि द क्लाउड्स They make a rumbling sound, but do not produce any rain. So, Vashati is the rain. It makes all these, Gajati makes a loud sound, but it doesn't bring any rain. And then, so similar to that, those who are mean and wicked, they're arrogant and they make a loud noise and they make a loud scene. But they actually do not fulfill their tasks and get through what they want. They don't fulfill their promises. So does anyone have any question on Subhashitam? Everyone understands it? So today is...
I think Subhashitam was good, but...
Yep.
Is there anything that we can directly pick from what we have learned?
Well, if you were in group 4, then you can identify the kriyapadam. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Varshati, garjati,
yes,
vadati. Varshati.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can say like megaha is pullingam.
Yes. Sadhu.
Sadhu is also pulling them like that.
Yeah.
So today we'll go over Gruhapatam, and then, like I said, we'll be reviewing day 4 and day 6. So can anyone tell me what we learned last class? What are some of the topics we learned?
Who did know?
Ali.
Introduction.
Please tell me your name before you speak, and then.
Vidya.
Okay. So what did we learn?
Introduction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was the introduction about?
Mama Nama Sri Vidya.
Okay. What else?
Chennai Nagare Vachami.
Very good. Very good, Bhagini. Anyone else? Anything else you learned?
Bhavata Nama. Bhavata Nama.
Yes. Anything else?
नमस्कारः काव्य भगिनी.
नमस्कारः.
सुशीला. सुशीला
अस्तु. What did we learn?
We learned the vastu
parichay. I didn't hear anything.
Vastu parichay.
Correct.
Pullingam, napunsakalinga, strilinga.
Very good. Very good.
And how to differentiate using saha, eshaha, kaha.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. So we learned in the introduction, like introducing ourselves to say my name is, and then where we live, and then we did we learned about the three lingam, the pullingam, stree lingam and apumsakalingam. And then we learned about this and that. Which would be like eshaha, saha, kaha, saka, eshaka, tat etat and kim. Okay, that's this. So again, we'll practice introducing ourselves. So first, to say my name is Kavya, I would say mama naam Kavya. Mama Nama Kavya. Aham Washington DC Nagare Vasami. Aham Washington DC Nagare Vasami. So Sushila Bhagini, can you introduce yourself one more time?
Mama Nama Sushila. Aham Bengaluru Nagare Vasami.
Very good, very good. Does anyone else want to introduce themselves?
Mama Nama M.V. Rao. Aham Hyderabad Nagare Vasami.
Very good. Anyone else want to introduce themselves?
Mama Nama Bina. Aham New Jersey Nagare Vasami.
Very good. Very good, Bhagini. So everyone understands this? Any question on this? Asti. So we learn how to do it for introducing ourselves. Now, to ask someone their name, if it's a boy, you say bhavatah. To ask for their name, and if they're a male, you say bhavatah namakim. So, for example, I would say mama nama Kavya, bhavatah namakim. And if it's a female, you would say bhavatyah namakim. So who wants to try having a small introductory conversation with me? Anyone?
Okay, I can. Mama nama Bina. Bhavatyah nama kim?
Mama nama Kavya. Bhavatyah nama kim?
Mama nama Bina.
Good, very good. So any males?
Mama nama M.V. Rao.
Okay.
Bhavatya naam kim?
Mama nama Kavya. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama M.V. Rao.
Very good. Very good, Mahariya. So does anyone have any question with Bhavatah and Bhavatyah?
Kavya Bhagini,
yes.
This is Narasimha Murthy.
Yes, Murthy.
So, for Rao, what do you say? Last name is Ravaha, or how do you say?
I was thinking about that too, but I'm not sure either. So, I'm just going to leave it at Rao.
Sorry, I believe it's Rayaha.
Rayaha?
No, I heard someone saying that Rayaha in some other class.
Okay. I have to look into it. But if it's Rayaha, then it would be Rayaha. But I'm not sure. Or you can just leave it as it is.
When you are finding out, you can also find some other names like Murthy. How do you say Murthy or Murthy?
It would be Murthy. It would be Murthy.
Then I don't know how to put Visarga for Rao.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. So that's why the other Mahodaya, he said Rayaha, I think.
And in Tamilians they have unending, Krishnan. So will it be Krishnanaha? Krishnaha? What?
You just say Krishnaha.
Okay.
Yep. Good question. Okay. So we learned the three lingams are pullingam, strilingam, and napumsakalingam. Right? So pullingam is masculine, strilingam is feminine, and napumsakalingam is neutral. So when you're given a nama padam or a noun, you have to know what type of pullingam or what type of strilingam or what type of neutral or what type of napumsakalingam word it is. So in pullingam, there are many varieties, but the most common ones we'll learn is the akarantaha pullingaha. So it ends in aha, like Ganeshaha, Shivaha, and so on, Dantaha. If it ends in aha, it's akarantaha pullingaha, like vrikshaha. So if it ends in aha, it's akarantaha pullingaha. In napumsakalingam, if it ends in am, it's akarantaha napumsakalingaha, like pustakam and so on. It's akarantaha napumsakalingaha. And then if it ends in in strilingam, it would be akarantaha strilingaha. Akarantaha strilingaha. So like bala or balika. It would be akarantaha strilingaha. And if it ends in e, then it's ikarantaha strilingaha. If it ends in e, it would be ikarantaha strilingaha. Usually a strilingam, it ends in a dirgha shabdaha. So akarantaha pullingaha, akarantaha napumsakalingaha, akarantaha strilingaha, or ikarantaha strilingaha. So let's do some practice.
Sorry, this is Mansi here.
Yes.
What is the difference between akarantaha and ikarantaha?
Akarantaha strilingaha. The word is feminine and it also ends in a.
So
balika ends in a, right?
Okay.
So the akarantaha strilingaha. If it ends in E and it's a strilingam, if it's feminine, and if it's E, then it's ikarantaha strilinga. So nadi or nalini.
Okay, so there would be some words which would not be ending with E or A and they would still be striling, right?
Those are like very, those are special words. Those are kind of rare. But these are the most common ones you see.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's do some practice. I'll say a word and then...
All the pumlingams will always end with aha?
No. Mostly they will end with aha. Usually they'll end with aha, but there are like very rare cases. Those will like learn like after the Abhyasa Pustakam. But they are very
rare cases. Most of the napumsakalingas will end with am?
Most will end with am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So for these, I just want you to say if it's akarantaha pullingaha or akarantaha napumsakalingaha, akarantaha strilingaha or ikarantaha strilingaha. So balakaha. Oh, can you all see my screen? Wait, let me share my screen.
Okay.
Okay. So the first word is Balakaha. Balakaha. What type of lingam is it?
Akarantapurlinga.
Good. Balika.
Akarantapurlinga.
Pustakam.
Akarantanapunsakalingam.
Sita.
Akarantastrilingam. Linga.
Akarantastrilingah. Nalini.
Ikarantastrilingah.
Very good. I only hear one person. Vriddah.
Everyone else is muted, I guess.
Oh, you can come off of mute. You can come off of mute and you can answer. Nalini.
Ikaranta Srilinga Sapta.
So Vriddhah is Akaranta Pullingah. Ta is Akaranta Srilingah. Chatram.
Akaranta Napunsakalingah.
Arakshakah.
Akaranta Pullingah.
Pullingah.
Akaranta Pullingah. Pushpam.
Akaranta Napumsakalingah.
Good. Duravani.
Ikaranta
Strilingah.
Ikaranta Strilingah.
Strilingah.
Purushah.
Akaranta
Pullingah.
Pullingah.
Akaranta Pullingah. Mahila.
Akaranta Strilingah.
Akaranta Strilingah. Gruham.
Akaranta
Napunsakalingah. Droni.
Ikaranta
Strilingah. Halam.
Akaranta Napunsakalingah.
Akaranta Napunsakalingah. Askandah.
Akaranta Pullingah.
Akaranta Pullingah. Mala.
Akaranta
Srilingah. Poopi.
Ikaranta
Srilingah. Pushpam.
Akaranta
Napunsakalingah. Okay. So, what could you go to the meaning of the word she just read? Balakah. What is Balakah?
Boy.
Boy. Boy. Balika.
Good.
Pustakam.
Book.
Sita. Nalini. Dog name. Vriddhah.
Old man.
Vriddha.
Old woman.
Chatram.
Umbrella.
Umbrella. Arakshakah.
Policeman.
Pushpam.
Flower.
Duravani.
Telephone.
Purushah.
Man.
Mahila.
Lady.
Gruham.
House.
Droni.
Bucket.
Phalam.
Fruit.
Asandah.
Chair.
Mala.
Garland.
Koopi.
Bottle.
Pushpam.
Flower.
Oh, there's two pushpam. Very good. Okay, we'll continue. So remember, we learned about how to say far, near, and to question with all three genders. So pullingam, it would be saha, eshaha, and kaha. Repeat after me. Saha.
Saha.
Eshaha.
Eshaha.
Kaha.
Saha.
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 Eshaha. So for Strilingam it would be sa,
pa,
esha,
esha,
ka,
ka,
sa,
ka,
esha,
esha,
ka,
ka.
For Napumsakalingam it would be tat,
tat,
etat,
etat,
kim. So I'll ask the question and you can answer me. Esha gajaha. एषः कः एषः बालकः एषः कः
एषः
घटः
एषः घटः
घटः
एषः कः
एषः
वृक्षः
एषः वृक्षः
वृक्षः
सो वाट् इस् एषः मीन्
Nearby. Isn't it this is?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's nearby. Saha would be far away. Eshaha would be nearby.
Yes.
Eshaha kaha.
Eshaha
syutaha.
Eshaha syutaha. Eshaha kaha.
Eshaha
marjara. Marjara.
एषः मार्जारः एषः कः
एषः व्याघ्रः
एषः व्याघ्रः एषः कः
एषः
पर्वतः
एषः पर्वतः सो एषः स्यूतः मीन्स् द बैग् एषः कः
मार्जारः
एषः मार्जारः एषः कः
व्याघ्रः
व्याघ्रः टैगर् एषः कः
एषः पर्वतः
एषः पर्वतः ओके वाट् इस् आल् दीस् थिङ्ग्स् वर् फार् अवे हौ वुड् यु से सः स्यूतः सः कः
सः
मार्जारः
सः मार्जारः सः कः सः व्याघ्रः सः कः
सः पर्वतः
सः पर्वतः ओके स्त्रीलिङ्गम् एषा का एषा का
एषा
माला
एषा माला एषा का
एषा लता
एषा पत्रा एषा लता
क्रीपर् ओर् वैन् एषा का एषा बालिका एषा का
एषा
शाटिका ओके लेट्स् डू दिस् इन् ओके सो सो फार् अवे हौ इस् इट् सा का
सा बालिका
सा बालिका सा का
सा
शाटिका
सा शाटिका ओके नौ नपुंसकलिङ्गं सो एतत् किम् एतत् सेवाफलम् एतत् किम् एतत् पुस्तकम् एतत् किम्
जलम्
एतत् किम्
एतत्
पुष्पम् Oh, and then, so it's far away. So, tat kim? तत् किं तत् किं तत् जलं तत् किं तत् पुष्पम् एषा का
एषा पेटिका
एषा पेटिका एषा का एषा शाखा एषा का
एषा कुञ्चिका
एषा कुञ्चिका एतत् किम्
एतत्
वनम् एतत् किम्
एतत्
रेलयानम् एतत् किम्
एतत् सङ्गणकम्
सङ्गणकम्
एतत् सङ्गणकम् एतत् किम्
एतत् उपनेत्रम्
एतत् उपनेत्रम् So how would you ask the question if it's nearby? If it's far away?
Saha Krishna. Saha Krishna. Esha Vaidyaha.
Esha Kaha. Esha Vaidyaha. Saha Kaha. How would you say soldier?
Sainikah.
Sainikah. Etat
kandukam.
Etat kandukam. How would you ask the question for this?
Tatkim.
Tatkim. Tatkim.
Tatparnam.
Tatparnam. Okay, so does everyone understand? Eta tat saha kaha sa
Kavya Bhagini, I have a question.
Yes.
This is Chitra. I have seen Kandukam and Kandukaha, so which one is the right one?
It's Kandukam.
Kandukam.
Yep, Kandukam. Kandukam is right.
Kavya Bhagini, I have a question. This is Guru Prakash. If
yes, Mahalaya.
Paranam is near you and it's very far away from me. If you are asking etat kim, what should I answer?
Tat Paranam.
Tat Paranam.
Okay. So you will ask etat kim, I will say Tat Paranam.
Tat Paranam.
Okay. Yeah, Tat Paranam.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Kaveji? Yes, Mahoday.
Sushila ji has a comment. She is not able to hear you.
Oh. Okay.
I'm talking to her privately. She says she's still not able to hear you. Maybe something is wrong on her side, I guess, right?
Okay. Can you tell her to disconnect and then connect back again? If you have tried that already.
Yeah, I am already. You can also tell her probably.
If she can already see. She just needs to call up on her phone through the numbers, when she dials in, right? That phone option should be possible as well.
So, can you just put that in the comments? So, Sushila ji can read the comments, sure. But not share.
Sure.
Okay.
Because I have to, stop sharing the screen.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
If it still has problem, then please let me know.
Sure.
So does anyone else have any questions about these? So we also last time reviewed Aam or Na Va. So for this one, can one person read these first two lines for me? And the second
Aam Saha Vaidyaha.
Good. So
it is not showing Vaidyaha, it is showing Vadyaha.
Vadyaha.
Oh, yeah. That's a spelling mistake. I'm sorry. But it's supposed to be Vaidyaha. Saha.
Yeah, that's what it is.
saha vaidyaha va aam saha vaidya okay let me Saha Vaidyaha va aam Saha Vaidyaha. So that's him. Is he a doctor? Yes, he is a doctor. So can someone read the second?
Saha Balaka va na. Saha Balaka na. Sa Balika.
Good. So Saha Balaka va means is he a boy? But clearly the picture shows that it's a girl. So na. Saha Balaka na. Sa Balika. In the last two lines.
Tat Gopuram
va.
Aam Tat Gopuram.
Aam Tat Gopuram. So, that thing, is it Gopuram? Yes, it is a Gopuram. Does anyone have any questions with Aam, Na, Va? Do we need more practice with Aam and Na and Va?
No.
Okay, so last time we didn't learn atra, tatra, anyatra, ekatra, sarvatra, putra. So today we'll learn these words. So these are a little different from tat, etat, and saha, eshaha, because this is saying if it's here or there. Instead of saying this or that, this means if it's here or there. Astuva. So for these words, there's no linga bedaha. So you can use it for all lingams. It doesn't matter what lingam it is. In the sentence, you can use it for all lingams. Tri lingam, pumsa lingam, apu lingam. So the first one is parvataha. Kutra asti. Parvataha kutra asti. So parvataha means mountain. And it's asking kutra asti. Where is the mountain? Parvataha tatra asti. Tatra means there. Atra means here. Tatra means there. So parvataha tatra asti. This is different from saha parvataha. Saha parvataha means that is a mountain. But parvataha tatra is asti means the mountain is there. Kshetram kutra asti. Kshetram tatra asti. Kshetram tatra asti. The field is there. The opposite, all the other, on the other side. Astu va. So the next one is atra. Atra means here. Shakataha kutra asti. Where is the card? Shakataha atra asti. Shakataha atra asti. It's nearby. So it's here. Shakataha atra asti. Vrikshaha kutra asti. Vrikshaha atra asti. Vrikshaha atra asti. The tree is here. So sometimes like during class I ask, is bhagini asti va? Bhagini atra asti va? Is sister or bhagini, is she here? Yes.
No.
And then next one is ekatra. Suryaha kutra asti. Suryaha ekatra asti. So eka means one. Ekatra means in one place. In some other one place it is. So Suryaha is somewhere, it's one place, right? In the sky, somewhere else, right? It's in some one place. So Suryaha ekatra asti. Kakaha kutra santi. Kakaha ekatra santi. So this is in bahuvachanam, but it means that all the crows are in one place. Astava ekatra means in one place. So kakaha means crows, kakaha means more than one.
So this is answer.
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, I have a question. This is Mansi here. So when you say in the end, when you add in va, is that optional?
If you're, yeah, you don't, it's va means like is it. So it's like confirmation. Is okay. That so?
Ah, okay, got you. Thank you.
And then next one is anyatra. Vridha kutta asti. Vridha anyatra asti. Vridha means old woman. So it's asking vridha kutra asti. Where is old woman? Vridha anyatra asti. The old woman is elsewhere. Nadi kutra asti. Where is the river? Nadi anyatra asti. The river is elsewhere. So the old woman and the nadi is not in the picture. So anyatra means somewhere else. So what is, anyone have any question on atra tatra sarvatra ekatra anyatra kutra? Okay, so vayuhu kutra asti, vayuhu sarvatra asti. Sarvatra means everywhere. So of course the vayuhu is everywhere, right? The wind or air, it's everywhere. And then prakashah kutra asti, prakashah sarvatra asti. So the brightness is everywhere. Devah kutra asti, devah
sarvatra.
God is everywhere. Okay. Let's do some more practice. So it says, Udaharanam drishtva chitrasya adaha chitam riktam sthana purayatu. So after looking at the example, fill in the blank using the picture, below the picture. So in this picture, satyam means the small plant. Satyam atra asti. So the branch is right here, right? So satyam atra asti. The vrikshaha is far away. The vrikshaha tatra asti. The vrikshaha, the tree is there. So what would you say for this? Karayanam blank asti. Karayanam
atra asti.
Karayanam atra asti. Or karyanam atra asti. Karyanam atra asti. Shamitam. Devalayaha blank asti. Devalayaha tatra. Tatra asti. Devalayah tatra asti. Vayuhu sarvatra asti. Devaha
sarvatra asti.
Sarvatra asti. Devaha sarvatra asti. What is mitra?
Friend.
Mama means my. So my friend is somewhere else.
Anyatra.
Anyatra asti. Tasya griham blank asti. Tasya griham.
Anyatra.
Anyatra asti. So his house, griham means house. His house is somewhere else. Asuva. So does anyone want to make sentences using okay, it says, etasya koshtakasya aadharena vakyani likatu. So, based on these words in the box, make sentences.
Pustakam atra asti, pustakam atra nasti, gruham atra asti, gruham atra nasti.
Danyavadaha, danyavadam varaya. Just go up here, is enough. So he said pustakam atra asti, and he said pustakam atra nasti. So pustakam atra asti means that the pustakam is here. The pustakam atra nasti since the book is not here. Samyak Maharaj. Anyone else? Two sentences.
Gruham atra asti. Gruham atra nasti.
But Maharaj, can you tell the meaning?
Gruham near.
Gruham atra asti. What does gruham atra asti mean?
House is here.
Here.
The house is here. And what does gruham atra nasti mean?
The house is not here.
The house is not here. That would be very sad.
Yes. Really.
Is this Monty Bagini?
Yeah. So I have a question. I have two questions.
Yes.
So one is about using the and a in Sanskrit. Do we not need to?
Where?
Like when we say Graham Atra Nasi, right? That means the house is not here. But we are not saying the house. We are just saying house is not here. So do we need to say the or a?
No, you don't. There's no the or.
Okay. Okay, got you. And the next question is, if you go a little further up, and we have Mitram, we've not given any kind of gender to Mitram. Is that by design?
Yeah, Mitram is a napumsaklinga. Mitram is a neutral, so it could be a male or female. Mitram, the word is just neutral.
Okay, but if we do know the gender of the friend, then can we say Mitra or Mitra?
No, it will still be Mitram. It should be Mitram. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Good question. Manshivani, do you want to try making two sentences?
Sorry, I lost you. I didn't
can
get
it. Can I try?
Manshivani, can you try making sentences from the box?
Yes. Pustakam tatra asti. Pustakam tatra nasti.
So what does that mean?
The book is there,
okay.
And book is not there.
Very good. Very good, Bhagini. Someone else wanted to try?
I want to try.
Putra asti. Who is this? Who just sent the sentence?
Pustakam putra asti. Pustakam atra nasti. Pustakam tatra asti.
Okay, so what do those three sentences mean?
Where is the book? The book is not there. The book is here.
Okay, very good. Can everyone stay on mute unless you are saying a sentence? Okay. Does anyone else want to try using Gruham?
This is Chitra. I can go.
Yes, Bhagini.
Griham sarvatra nasti, griham ekatra asti. So the house is not everywhere, it is in one place.
Very good, Bhagini. That could have been a trick question. If you said griham sarvatra asti.
Hello, this is Sri Vidya.
Yes, go ahead, Bhagini.
Griham kutra asti. Where is the home? Griham tatra asti. The home is there.
The home is here. Very good.
Griham atra asti. The home is here.
Home is here. Good. Very good. So does anyone else have any questions on atra, tatra, kutra, sarvatra, anyatra, nekatra? Okay. Okay. So next we have aham and then bhavan and bhavati. So these are used like aham kaha and bhavan kaha and bhavati ka. It's used for like saying what you are or for profession. So let's try. Can someone read all of these sentences on the left?
Aham Sandhya, Aham Mahila, Aham Chatura, Aham Bharatiya, Aham Sakshi, Aham Vaidya.
Very good. So Aham Sandhya, she's saying that her name is Sandhya. Aham Mahila means that she says, I am a woman. So Chatura and then Bharatiya, Sakhi. No, Chatura is the adjective. So you have to make sure you have to change it to Akaranta Strilingaha because she's a woman. So instead of saying Chaturaha, it will be Chatura, Aham Chatura. Because she's a girl, you say Chatura, Aham Chatura. And then Aham Bharatiya or Aham Sakhi, Aham Vaidya. Can someone else read the second column?
Aham Govindaha.
Aham Govindaha.
Aham Purushaha.
Aham Purushaha.
Aham Kriyashilaha.
Aham Kriyashilaha.
Aham Videshiyaha.
Aham Videshiyaha.
Aham Mitram.
Aham Mitram.
Aham Pachakaha.
Aham Pachakaha. Very good. So it's pretty self-explanatory, but like notice that for woman is Mahila and for man is Purushaha, and Mitram, she could say Aham Mitram too, because Mitram is neutral. And then Pachakaha. Does someone have a question?
Yes, I have a question. Himanshu.
Yes, Mahoday.
When she said Aham Chatura, Chatura was adapted to Striling Akarant.
Yes.
Question is, if it was Sita, it would have been Sita Chatura. Is that okay?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, if instead of Sita, it was Lakshmi, which is Ikarant Striling.
Yes. Lakshmihi Chatura.
Okay, so Chatur always changes to Akarant Sridang. Like, there's no E. Like, Chatur does not
adapt.
It's because Lakshmihi is Strilingam. That's why Chatura would also be Strilingam.
Yeah, it won't be Chaturi, right? It will be Chatura.
Yeah, it will be Chatura. But if it was like Krishnaha, it would be Krishnaha Chaturaha. Because it's an adjective.
Okay. So, got it.
Yep. Does anyone else have any questions?
Aham is neutral. Napunsakalingam?
Napunsakalingam?
Aham. Because you are saying Aham Mitram.
Yeah, Aham Mitram.
Aham Napunsakalingam?
Aham is not Napunsakalingam.
Then why are we saying Mitram?
Mitram is just the word. Mitram is Napumsakalingam always.
I cannot say Aham Mitraha.
No. There's no word that's Mitraha or Mitra. It's always Mitram. And the noun itself is just Mitram. There's no Sriling or Purlingam with Mitram.
So why did you say Lakshmi He and not Lakshmi?
Lakshmi, it's one of those exceptions for Srilingam.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's really weird. Like Saraswati, it has no visarga at the end, but Lakshmi, it does. I'm not sure why.
Yuvatihi, you have, no?
Also, yeah, Yuvatihi, it also ends in ihi, but it's Srilingam.
All right, thank you.
Okay, does anyone like to read? Oh, this is fine. So she says, I am teacher from Aham Adhyapika. To ask him what he is, she says, Bhavan Kaha, and he answers, Aham Chatraha. when you're asking a female, he says, Bhavati ka, and she answers, Aham chatra. So for male, you say Bhavan, and for female, you say Bhavati. Bhavan and Bhavati both mean you. But if they're not Madhyam Purushah, it's with respect. So Bhavan is for asking a male, and Bhavati is for female. Bhavan Bhavati means you. So he's asking, Bhavan kaha, and he answers, Aham adhyapakaha. Aham adhyapakaha. Aham janakaha. Aham putraha. Aham kridakaha. Can someone read these four words? These four sentences?
Aham lekaha.
Aham lekakaha.
Aham chitrakaraha.
Aham chitrakaraha. Next one.
Aham vaidyaha.
Aham vaidyaha.
Aham pachakaha.
Aham pachakaha. So what does aham adhyapakaha mean?
I am teacher.
Aham janakaha. What is janakaha?
I am father.
Aham putraha.
I am son.
Aham kridakaha.
I am a sportsman.
Player.
I am a player. Aham lekakaha.
I am a writer.
Aham chitrakaraha.
I am a painter.
Painter. Artist.
Aham vaidyaha.
I am doctor.
Doctor.
Aham pachakaha.
I am cook.
Cook.
I am a cook. So, to ask females, the person would say, Bhavati ka. Who is she? Bhavati ka.
Aham adhyapika.
Aham adhyapika. Or sa adhyapika. Bhavati ka.
Aham amba.
Aham amba. Bhavati ka.
Aham putri.
Aham putri. Bhavati ka.
Aham kridika.
Aham kridika.
Bhavati ka.
Aham
lekika.
Aham lekika. Bhavati ka.
Aham chitrakari.
Aham chitrakari. Bhavati ka.
Aham vaidya.
Aham vaidya. Bhavati ka.
Aham pachika.
Aham pachika. So notice the difference that over here is adhyapakaha and over here is adhyapika. Janakaha and amba. Putraha putri. Kridakaha kridika. Lekakaha lekika. Chitrakaraha chitrakari. And so on. And remember that bhavati is there. Is bhavati ends with e karanta trilingaha. Wow. Okay, let's try to form these sentences and sentences. How would you say he is Rama?
Saha Ramaha.
Saha Ramaha. Esha Ramaha. He is Sita.
Sa Sita.
Sa Sita. Esha Sita. Who is Rama?
Ramaha kaha.
Ramaha kaha. Who is Sita?
Sita ka.
Sita ka. What is my name?
Mama nama kim.
Mama nama kim. This is fruit.
Yesha palam. Yesha palam.
Etat phalam.
Etat
phalam. Etat phalam. Phalam is napumsakalingam, right? So it would be etat. How do you say if it's that is fruit? I mean that is flower.
Tat pushpam.
Pushpam, it's napumsakalingam. So you say tat. How do you ask, is that fruit?
Tat phalam va.
Tat phalam va.
Phalam.
Tat phalam va. I'll say, is he doctor?
Saha vaidyava.
Saha vaidyava.
Vaidyava.
Saha vaidyava. I'll say, is she student?
Sa
chatrava.
Sa chatrava. And yes, she is a student. Chatra. No, he is a doctor.
Saha vaidyaha.
Or Eshaha vaidyaha. So does everyone understand?
Yes.
Okay.
நீங்கள் அழைக்கும் நபர் உங்கள் காலை ஹோல்டில் வைத்துள்ளார். தயவு செய்து லைனில் காத்திருக்கவும்.
Okay. So we're going to skip forward a little bit and we're going to go to day 6, which was Kriyapadani, which was a verb. So the verbs, they usually end with T at the end. So, Kartrupadam means the subject and then Kriyapadam means the verb. Kartrupadam is the subject and Kriyapadam is the verb. So, if it's in third person or if it's Bhavan or Bhavati, it ends with T. If it's first person, then ends with Ami. If it's Uttama Purushaha, then ends with Me. Ends it with me. So we'll see more examples. For example, if the verb is to read, it would be Ramaha Patati. Ramaha Patati. Ramaha read. So everything is present tense for now. Vartamana Kalaha means present tense. So Sita Patati. Mitram Patati. Bhavan Patati. Bhavati Patati. Astuva. So if it's Pratama Purushaha or Bhavan or Bhavati, it ends with T. Aham Patami. If it's Uttama Purushaha, it ends with Me. Aham Patami. Astuva. Ramaha Nityati. Sita Nrityati. Mitram Nrityati. Bhavan Nrityati. Bhavati Nrityati. But if it's for me, I would say Aham Nrityami. I dance. So Rama dance or Sita dance. The friend dance. You dance or Bhavati is you dance. So, and then asti, it means to be. So, Ramaha asti, Sita asti, Mitram asti, Bhavan asti, Bhavati asti. But if it's for me, you say Aham asmi. So, usually when I take attendance, I ask like Bhagini astiva, and you say Aham asmi. I am present, I am here. Mahila asti. Mahila dhavati. So dhavati means to run. Mahila kim karoti. What does she do? Mahila dhavati. Balaha asti. Balaha kridati. Balaha kim karoti?
Balaha kridati.
Kridati. Saha kim karoti? Saha gachati.
Gachati.
Saha gachati. Balakaha hasati. Balakaha hasati. Shishuhu rodhiti. Shishuhu rodhiti. The baby cried.
Shishuhu rodhiti.
Pushpam vikasati. Pushpam vikasati. The flower bloom. Okay. So,
Shishuhu is napunsakalingam, punlingam or?
Shishu is pullingam. So I will be sharing this everyone handout with you. It has some of the songs, like the Surasthabodha we learned last class. But also if you scroll down, it has all the Kriyapadani, all the verbs. So it's in Sanskritam, and the transliteration is also there in the bottom. After all. So, Pathati, it means to read. Kridati, play. Bhavati means become. Asti is likati, padati, milati, hasati, nindati, and so on. So all we're looking at for now is just the very, very first column. That's the Vartamana Kalaha. That's the very present tense. It has all the other tenses, but for now we're looking at only the very first tense. So I will send you this in my Google Sites page. So let's do some practice. So what is the...
Yeah, hi.
Is there a question?
This is Nancy. So baby boy is called Shishuhu and baby girl would be called?
Shisha.
Shisha?
No, not Shisha.
Shishuhu is baby.
Oh, Shishu is baby. Genderless, yeah? Okay.
Genderless.
Baby. I mean, yeah.
It has to be one of the three, no? Is there a fourth one called genderless?
No.
Then Shishu has to be one of the three. Strilingam, Punlingam, Napunsakalingam.
Shishu is just both Punlingam.
Shishu doesn't mean a baby boy or a baby girl. I think it's just baby.
It is a Ubhayalingam.
Maybe it would be like, just like Mitram, no. I guess.
Shishu is masculine.
But Shishu is Punlingam.
Punlingam, yes.
I'll see that. Because usually you just say the baby, but I don't know how to say the baby girl or the baby boy. You would just say Shishuhu. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So these are some of the verbs, and these verbs connect to the picture. So the first one would be Sa Gacchati. Sa Gacchati. What would the second one be?
Saha agachati.
Saha agachati. The third one?
Saha patati.
So gachati means to go. Agachati means to come. And patati means to read.
Read, yeah.
How about the fourth one?
Saha likhati.
So he writes.
Saha kridati.
Fifth one. Saha kridati. He plays.
Saha
pipati. He drinks. Saha
khadati.
Saha khadati.
He eats.
Saha pashyati. Saha hasati.
Hasati.
He laughs.
He smiles. Or he laughs. Saha
nayati.
Nayati.
Carry.
What is the meaning of
pashyati? Pashyati
means to see.
See.
What is nayati?
It's to carry. Like in this last picture. Carry or bring. Nayati. So here he says, Aham Gachami. I'm leaving. Okay. So can someone read the sentences on the left for me?
Sita Nidrati.
Sita Nidrati. The second one?
Dantadhavanam Karoti. Mukham Prakshalayati Cha.
Mukham Prakshalayati Cha. So over here, so this is Sita's dinacharya, her daily activities. So her name is Sita, and the first one is right here. So Sita Nidrati. Nidrati means to sleep. So Sita sleeps. And then next, Dantadhavanam Karoti. Dantadhavanam Karoti. So Dantaha means teeth. Dantadhavanam means to brush teeth.
Brushing.
So Sita Dantadhavanam Karoti. Mukham prakshalayati cha. Oh, it's here. Mukham, so she washes her face. Prakshalayati means to wash. So, cha means and. The cha, it comes at the end of the sentence. So, dantadavanam karoti mukham prakshalayati cha. So, the cha comes at the end. After listing all the verbs, the cha comes at the end.
Like as well.
Also?
Okay. It means and. Also, you wouldn't say dantadavanam karoti cha mukham prakshalayati. It would be dantadavanam karoti mukham prakshalayati cha. So the and comes at the end.
Okay.
Vyayamam karoti. Sita vyayamam karoti. So Sita does exercise. How do you say next one? What does the next one say?
Bhojanam khadati.
Bhojanam khadati. So what does that mean?
She eats.
She eats food.
She eats food. Next one.
Vastram dharati.
Vastram dharati. So Sita wears clothes. Vastram is clothes and then dharati means to wear. Next one.
Karyalayam gachati.
Karyalayam gachati. Sita karyalayam gachati. Sita goes to work. Gachati means to go and karyalayam it's workplace. Next one.
Karyam karoti.
Sita karyam karoti. What does that mean?
She works.
She does the work.
She works.
She's doing work. She
works.
She works. And then next one.
Karyanam
chalayati.
Karyanam chalayati. Or karyanam chalayati.
She drives car.
Sita karyanam chalayati. The next one.
Vastuni krinati.
Vastuni krinati. Vastuni krinati. What does that mean?
Shopping.
She buys. Nayati or anayati means to bring and krinati means to buy. So vastuni krinati. Vastram is the ekavachanam, which means one singular cloth, and vastuni is bahuvachanam, means more than one cloth. But we'll get
to that later. Buys
cloth.
Vastuni means material. Anything it may be. Okay.
Vastram, vastu.
Not anything. Vastu.
So, vastu parichaya.
What's the meaning of krinati?
Playing.
Krinati means to buy.
Buy. Krinati. And what is sell?
To sell? I forgot.
Vikraya.
I guess it is a vikrayati. Vikrayati. And then this one, next one.
Gayati Nrityati Cha.
Gayati Nrityati Cha. What does that mean?
She sings and dances.
Sings and dances. Gayati means to sing and Nityati means to dance.
Sings and dance.
And the next one?
Palarasam Pibati.
Singing and dance.
Drinks fruit juice.
Palarasam Pibati. So Palarasam is fruit juice and Pibati is to drink.
Drinking fruit juice. Palarasam.
Next one?
Aham Nidrami.
You missed one on the bottom. This one.
We are not able to see it.
Nithi.
Snati.
Snati. Snati. Sita Snati. So
take
what does that mean?
Takes bath.
She takes bath. So everything on this left side of the column is what Sita does. So if you want to do the same thing, to say I do, you will say Aham Nidrami. Instead of Sita Nidrati, it will be Aham Nidrami. So the second one be after that. After sleeping, what do you say?
Danta Dhavanam Karomi.
Aham Danta Dhavanam Karomi.
Mukham Prakshalanam Prakshalayami Cha.
Yami Cha.
Mukham Prakshalayami Cha. And then after that?
Vyayamam Karomi.
Aham Vyayamam Karomi. I do exercise. And then?
Aham Bhojanam Khadami.
Aham Bhojanam Khadami. Aham Bhojanam Khadami.
I take my meal.
I eat food. Next?
Aham Vastram Dharami.
Aham Vastram Dharami. I wear clothes. I put on clothes. Next?
Aham Karyalayam Gachami.
Aham Karyalayam Gachami. After that, aham karyam karomi. I do work. And then next, aham karyanam chalami. I drive.
Chalayami.
Aham karyanam chalayami.
I drive the car.
After that,
aham vastuni krinami.
Aham vastuni krinami.
I buy the things.
Aham
gayami natyami cha. So remember this cha at the end of the verse. So I sing and I dance. And then after that,
aham phalarasam pibami.
Aham phalarasam pibami. I drink juice. And then at the end?
Aham snami.
Aham snami. Aham snami. So when
it comes
to aham, male and female is the same, yeah?
Yeah, for aham is the same. Okay. There's no linga bheda.
And all these are present tense.
Yeah, all these are vartamana kalaha, which means present tense. Does anyone have any questions for Kriyapadam? Okay, but there's also two other verbs that's not here. There's Uttishthami and Uttishthami it also means to get up. So aham, like in the morning, aham Uttishthami means I get up. Or Sita Uttishthati.
I have a question for you.
Yes, Mahodaya.
This is for the first person and third person.
Mm-hmm.
What should be for it is happening by someone, like it is being done?
That is passive and active.
Yeah.
Past tense or future?
It is being done.
Passive.
Yeah, those are passive. Yeah. That's way ahead.
Okay.
The right side is the first person, left side is the second person and third person, correct?
The second
column? The first one is second and third person, the second column is first person.
No, the first column is only third person.
Then what is it for second person?
We'll learn that later.
Okay.
So let's see if you remember all the kriyapadams that we learned. So saha balakaha. Balakaha
patati.
Patati. Balakaha
patati.
Likati.
Balakaha
kridati.
Kridati. Balakaha
namati.
Namati. Balakaha
gayati.
Gayati. Balakah
balakah
hasati.
Hasati. Balakah
bhojanam
karoti.
Balakah khadati.
Pibati.
Pibati.
Pibati. Balakah
dhavati.
Dhavati.
Balakah
kridati.
Pachati.
Balakah patati.
Patati.
Patati means to fall. Patati. It's every single time someone says something new for this action. Last time I had a Katyani Bhagini, she said Balika Nityati. Oh my god. So Balakaha Patati, the boy falls.
Balakaha Uttishtati.
Balakaha Uttishtati.
Balakaha
Pashyati.
Balakaha Pashyati.
Balakaha
Chalayati.
Gacchati. Gacchati. Gacchati.
Balakaha Agacchati.
Balakaha Agacchati.
Balakaha Marati.
Balakaha Namati.
Balakaha Marati. Or Chintayati, whichever one. Balakaha Chintayati or Smarati. Smarati means to remember, Chintayati means to remember. I mean, Chintayati means to think. Smarati means to remember, Chintayati means to think. So how would you say this if it was first person? Aham. Aham?
Aham Pathami.
Aham Pathami.
Aham
likhami.
Aham kridami. Aham
namami.
Namami.
Aham
gayami.
Vibhami.
Gayan.
Aham gayami.
Aham hasami.
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 Aham khayami.
Khadami.
Aham khadami. Aham khadami.
Aham
pibami.
Aham dhavami.
Aham dhavami.
Aham
pathami.
Aham pathami.
Pathami.
Aham
uttishtami.
Aham uttishtami.
Aham pashyami.
Aham pashyami. Aham
gacchami.
Aham gacchami.
Aham agacchami.
Agacchami.
Agacchami. Aham
smaranami.
Smarami or aham chintayami.
Do you have this written somewhere?
The answer?
Yeah?
No, the answer is not written anywhere.
Okay.
But you can, this is on my side, this is Ramapriya Bhagini's side. But, you can look through the L1 handout that I just showed, the PDF. It has all the verbs in it, so you can just connect the dots. Okay, if it was Balika, it was the same thing. Balika.
Balika Patati.
Patati.
Balika Likati.
Likati.
Balika Gayati.
Gayati.
Kridati.
Balika Namati.
Namati.
बालिका
खादति
खादति न
उपविशत्
बालिका हतति
बालिका उपविशति
उपविशति
उपविशति मीन्स् टु सिट् हसति बालिका हसति
खादति
बालिका खादति
खादति
बालिका पिबति
बालिका पिबति
उत्तिष्ठति
बालिका पठति
बालिका उत्तिष्ठति
बालिका पठति
बालिका पठति बालिका पठति
गच्छति
बालिका गच्छति बालिका गच्छति गोइंग टू स्कूल
बालिका धावति
धावति
बालिका धावति
बालिका करोति
पश्यति
बालिका पश्यति बालिका कार्यं करोति बालिका पश्यति बालिका कार्यं करोति
बालिका वदति
बालिका वदति ओके डज एनीवन वांट टू मेक एनी सेंटेंसेस यूजिंग द क्रियापदम
अहम पढ़ामि
अहम पठामि
अहम लिखामि
अहम लिखामि
अहम गायामि
ओके अहम इज ऑफ द चार्ट No more aham. Try using the vocabulary words. Okay, let's look at this L1 handout. I'll make this smaller. Anyone wants to make any sentences using any vocab words? Like, for example, Vanaraha Patati, the monkey falls.
Ramaha Sevaphalam Khadati.
Ramaha Sevaphalam Khadati. Very good, Vajini.
Ashwaha Dhavati.
Ashwaha Dhavati. The horse one. Anyone else?
Chatraha Patati.
छात्रः पठति द स्टूडेण्ट् स्टडि ओवि
तेण्डुल्कर् क्रीडति
तेण्डुल्कर् क्रीडति गुड् सेण्टेन्सेस् एनिवन् एल्स्
अहं मित्रं मिलामि
अहं मित्रं मिलामि ऐ सी मै फ्रेण्ड्
सुब्बलक्ष्मी गायति
सुब्बलक्ष्मी गायति सुब्बलक्ष्मी सिंह
सीता पुस्तकं लिखति
सीता पुस्तकं लिखति सो सीता राइट्स बुक वेरी गुड
मयूरं नृत्यति
उरि मयूरः और मयूरा नृत्यति
या
सो पीकॉक डांसेस
कॉक नो पीकॉक मींस मयूरः
मयूरः पीकॉक डांस
ही हन
So, waterfall will be called Jalam Padati?
I mean, if you want to say the water falls, then it will be Jalam Padati. But, I remember... No, to say the water falls is Jalam Padati, but...
That is known as waterfall.
The actual word, I forgot what it is. I can't remember.
It's different.
Jalaprapatah
could be
waterfalls like actual the place, waterfall?
Jalapata. Pata.
Jalapata.
Kavya Bhagini, how to use Ichchati?
Like? Ichchati?
Yeah.
Aham phalam ichchami.
There is something else given here under Bhavishyat, okay.
Where's Ichchati?
Ishtava.
Oh, it's over here. We're only doing the first column. The first column is all Vartamana Kalaha, present tense. The ones in the middle, they're other tenses.
Ichchatu, okay.
So it's over here. Just this first column. Ichchati. Over here. Okay. Does anyone have any questions on anything we learned today? Okay.
I have one question. For
yes, Mahadaya.
For Pullinga and Srilinga, if you are naming a tiger, Vyagraha, so is it
Pullinga?
Male tiger and female Vyagra. Tiger.
Yeah, probably Vyagra.
Vyagra for both male and female tiger.
For tiger. No, Vyagraha and Vyagra. Usually it'll be just Vyagraha.
Okay.
If it's in a crowd or anything, it will usually be Vyagraha. But if you know for practice or female, then it'll be Vyagra.
Okay. Okay.
Or Vyagraji, I guess. According to something in internet. Okay.
Dhanyavad.
So, whichever one is right. But usually be Vyagraha.
Vaman Shivaram Akte says Vyagri.
Vyagri. So Vyagri.
It says Vyagri.
Vyagri, so
tigress.
Yeah, okay then. Vyagri would be Srilingam of tiger. So Vyagri and Vyagra. Okay. Good question. Please keep on asking questions. Okay, we'll say the Shanti Mantra. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani vasunte, ma kashchit dukha bhav bhavet, om shanti
shanti shanti.
A few announcements. So make sure you fill in the Google form that I sent you, because so in the U.S., the times are changing by 1 hour. So from here to India, it will be like for in Eastern Standard Time, at least. So on the East Coast of America, it would be like 9, instead of 10.5 hour difference, it would be 9.5 hour difference. So because the timings are changing, in the Google Forms, make sure you fill out what times are suitable for you. It should be in the email, and I'll send out the Google Forms again. So it will affect next week's classes. If you don't know how to read in Devanagari, or if you need additional materials, or if you need additional help, then please email me. Am I missing anything? I think that's about it.
So I do know how to read it. I'm just very, very slow. This is Mansi here.
Yep.
So how exactly do I prep for it?
You know the letters already?
Yeah, I do, because I learned Hindi, right? So it's quite similar.
Oh, okay. Then it's even slow, then you probably just have to just have a lot of practice and abhyas and just keep on reading. You'll be fine.
Alright.
I'm just more concerned for people that have like no idea how to read any of these letters.
Okay.
Yep.
Kavya Bhaini, I have a small request.
Yes.
When you are talking, there is a lot of echo. And I would request you to tell all the people to mute their microphone. Only when they talk, let them unmute. Otherwise, you are not able to hear your voice clearly. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's a good suggestion, Mahodaya. I appreciate it. So, just like Mahodaya said, if I'm talking, then please stay on mute unless I'm asking everyone a question. Yeah.
That's better.
And you can always interrupt me anytime in the middle of class. Oh, that goes back. But you can always interrupt me anytime in the middle of class to ask me questions, or you can send me emails. Also, for the homework, what do you all need more practice on the most? Is it Eshaha Kaha and stuff, or Atra Tatra, or finding the what, like the very first PDF we did with like finding out what lingam it is, or was it the Kriya Padani? Since it's a review, I'm teaching a lot of things in one day. So I just want to know what you guys need most help on, so I can give you homework on that.
I think homework and understanding what words are which ones, the nouns, effectively, the common nouns.
The nouns, like seeing what lingam it is, becoming the lingam of the noun.
Yeah, along with the lingam, also the nouns itself, like you show a tiger and what is a tiger and what...
like vocabulary?
Yeah, the vocab, yeah. Vocab along with the lingam.
Okay.
Like male tiger, whatever.
Okay, okay. I'll see what I can do about that.
So pictures, just write in English male tiger or whatever you want to write, like book or water, things like that.
Okay. So I'll send you that very first PDF we all did together. So you can do that for homework. And also, I don't know if anyone went through, but I also made a Quizlet. So it has like all the words, and then Can everyone see it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I can change this, and I'll add like if it's male or female, or I'll write the lingam and stuff like that. So just make sure if you want to improve your vocabulary, you can go through this Quizlet and stuff. And always just practice at home. Does anyone else have anything, any other things you want to say?
Actually, this is very useful, especially the one on the top where we can try ourselves.
What is useful?
The
Quizlet? The vocabulary?
Yes. So
then you are the homework. I worked really hard on this. Okay, then.
Okay, another suggestion is give sentences in English and ask people to translate, and then sentences in Sanskrit and ask people to translate.
Okay, sounds good. I'll do that. Okay. Then you are the head. And as always, you can always email me anything.
Yes.
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः ओके गुड नाइट
आई एम स्टिल हियरिंग लॉट ऑफ एको
महोदय वी कैन डू एनीथिंग अबाउट दैट
ओके धन्यवादः
इफ आई म्यूट एवरीवन इफ आई लाइक आई हर्ड लाइक इफ आई म्यूट एवरीवन ट्वाइस देन इट'ल ऑटोमेटिकली किक मी आउट ऑफ द सिस्टम or something like that. That's why I'm too scared to mute everyone at the same time. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Dhanyavada.
But individuals can mute their phones.
Yeah.
You need not mute everybody. Individuals, when they don't talk, they can mute. When they want to talk, they can unmute and then converse.
Yeah, but I guess most people are you said this like 5 minutes ago, right? And still there's still echo. Yeah. So that means like people weren't listening or something like that.
Yeah.
No, it is still echoing because many of them have not still muted. It is not from your mic.
That's right, Mahodaya. You're right.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Vaini. At least we'll implement it in the next class. Please.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. Thank you.
So, Kavya Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini.
Yeah, you can actually monitor who is muted, who is not muted by looking at the attendee list.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm too scared, like, while I'm, like, sharing my screen, that my participant pop-ups will show up and it'll be embarrassing or something.
Yes, I mean, there's no harm in, like, calling out.
I don't want to call out people either. Okay, I'll try calling out people next time.
Yeah, but it's like if disturbing the whole class, then there's no harm. Nobody will bother about it. And as long as you tell them in the start that you're going to do it, I guess it'll be okay.
Okay, okay. Definitely I'll do that from next time.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not too disturbed, but a lot of people seem to be disturbed about it.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for helping Sushila Bhagini.
Yeah, of course. All right, see ya.
Thank you.
Thank you.